Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development today says that economic growth in the U.S. and Japan is set to pick up in the months ahead, while Russia and Brazil appear set for slowdowns. Among other large developing economies, China is set to grow at about its long-term trend rate. The Paris-based think tank says that the leading indicator for the U.S. was unchanged at 101, while the Eurozone rose to 100.3 from 100.1 in April. A rating above 100 indicates the potential for trend growth in a nation's economy. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 840,000 metric tons of soft red wheat for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. China also purchased today 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery in the 13-14 marketing year. Another 135,000 metric tons of soybeans went out the door today to unknown destinations during the 13-14 marketing year. And export sales also of corn, 120,000 metric tons, this for delivery to Mexico, again during the 13-14 marketing years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 15,226 is up 90 points. The NASDAQ, 3,492, up 13. And the S&P 500 at 1,640. It is up 9 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Latest soil assessment for the U.S. Midwest continues to show a firming soil across the western portions of the region. Thanks to dry weather bias conditions that have dominated the past 2 weeks, rainfall has actually been below average in quite a bit of the western portions of the Corn Belt, while it's been raining a little bit too often in the eastern areas, in particular the southeast, from portions of Ohio and southern Indiana, southeastern parts of Illinois, all the way down through most of the southeastern U.S. crop areas. These areas have saturated soil today and will likely continue to be fairly wet as we move forward through the next full week because of additional showers and thunderstorms that will occur in some of these areas. As we move forward through the end of this week, we're going to see some changes take place across parts of the Midwest. First, we've got a cool front that will cut through the region and it will occur tomorrow and Wednesday. This frontal system will likely generate some precipitation in those drier areas of the western Corn Belt I just mentioned, offering some at least spotty relief to the area. We'll expect to see some of the precipitation to be locally heavy, but a lot of it will be light, and the driest areas there will probably continue for a while. We will expect to see a little bit of drying to occur across this region again as we get beyond the day on Tuesday. In fact, probably beginning Wednesday afternoon and continuing on out through the weekend and into early next week, some of these western Corn Belt areas will be dry. And the same will occur in the eastern Midwest beginning Thursday and going on into Saturday. Now, the majority of this precipitation that occurs here tomorrow on Wednesday will be more significant for the area from Wisconsin and Minnesota into the lower eastern Midwest. These areas will probably see enough precipitation that we will maintain abundant soil conditions, abundant moisture in the lower eastern Midwest. At the same time, we're going to be seeing at least some temporary improvement in topsoil moisture across Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Illinois, Michigan, and northwestern Indiana. The rain totals that occur over these next couple of days will probably run in the range of about 2/10 to around 8/10 of an inch most often, but there will definitely be some localized amounts as high as 1.5 inches in a few areas, maybe even greater than that in a few locations. We'll expect to see temperatures staying in the 80s here today, but a cool-off will likely occur Tuesday into Thursday across parts of the Midwest, where temperatures may cool down to some 70s across a part of the region. and we'll likely see that occur mostly in the north 70s and lower 80s. But it only lasts for 2 to 3 days at the most, and then we turn around and heat things up with a ridge of high pressure building up across the plains initially as we get into the latter half of this week and spreading into the parts of the Midwest for a brief period over the weekend or early next week. That will return 80 and lower to a few middle 90 degree temperatures across the Midwest, with the southwestern part of the region probably warmest. The temperatures at night will still be working their way up into the 60s and 70s here early this week, but the cooler air mass coming along will force temperatures back into the 60s as we get into the second half of this week, and a few upper 50s will occur as well. Then we'll heat up again as we get into the weekend and early part of next week. There is a good chance that the majority of crops across the Midwest will stay in good shape, but we need to closely monitor the conditions in the western Corn Belt and down into parts of the Delta where we have the driest soil today, and that area will probably get some precipitation over these next few days. It's just a question as to how significant that moisture will be, and then whether or not we will continue to see good conditions lasting through the next dry period. Subsoil moisture is still favorable in the majority of these drier areas, so we don't expect critical conditions to occur over this next 5 to 7 days, but it will become imperative that more rain develops in the second half of July. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. July hard red winter wheat at 692.5 is up 16. September 693 up 7.25. Soft wheat July 662.5 up 6.5. September 666.5 up 6.5. July corn 685.5 up 3/4. September 533 up 7.25. December $5 up 8.75. July soybeans 1598 up 10. September 1289.75 up 13.5. November 1243 up 14.75. July soybean meal 493 up 390. September 390.90 up 420. July soybean oil 47.25 up 2. September 46.75 down 4. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir, for asking. Green on the screen today to start the week. To what do we owe this strength at the beginning of the week?
Well, I think just enough concern about the weather to cause a little bit of short covering, Dave. I think, as Drew mentioned there, a little bit of concern about the West drying out a little bit. Some model disagreement here as we move later this week into the middle of July on whether or not Ridge kind of moves into the central part of Midwest, how long it stays here, how long it blocks some rain out, if it warms temperatures up or not. You know, the next 2 to 3 weeks is going to be pretty critical here as we enter pollination in some parts of the Corn Belt here, so weather is going to be closely watched. Of course, we beat up the market pretty good there Friday, down into some newly recent lows, a new low here on new crop corn and soybeans just by a penny or two on each one, and now we're seeing some strength here, a little short covering here. Just kind of watching this weather. It's going to be pretty jumpy over the next 2 or 3 weeks, Dave, so we're going to see some interesting moves back and forth, especially as these weather models get updated in the morning, midday, and evening.
So weather, and then I guess we have a WASDE report on Thursday, and I'm sure the trade will be all a Twitter trying to debate whether or not USDA will increase the corn yield from 156.5 or not.
Yeah, that'll be something we watch. Of course, just acres a little bit from the acres report. Obviously, wasn't a big change there, at least on the corn side. Grain stocks numbers will get moved into the old crop ending stocks, and that'll work its way a little bit into new crop ending stocks somewhat, expecting the corn number to be a little bit tighter on the old crop side. We'll see exactly how much on Thursday morning. But, yeah, we'll see some moving parts there, probably keep the market a little bit jumpy going into that, and then we'll see what kind of surprises the USDA has. But, yeah, as we move forward here, what the USDA does with yield and new crop demand numbers are going to be what gets the market excited here as we move forward. And then another big event this week, of course, is July futures go off the board on Friday.
Right.
Get some of that volatility off the screen anyway, and then we'll be back to just looking at the September as the old crop month here is moving forward.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave. Bye.
Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. July wheat, hard red winter, 692 and a half, up 16. September, 691 and a quarter, up 5.5. Soft July wheat, 663 and a quarter, up 7.25. September, 666 and three quarters, up 6.75. July corn, 684 and a half, down a quarter. September, 533, down, up 7.25. And December at $5 and three quarters, up 9.5. July bean, $16, up 12. September, 1290, up 13 and three quarters. And November, 1242 and three quarters, up 14.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.